here. I want to speak financial favor on every person that is tuning into this broadcast. And I want you to listen to God's voice, meditate God's word, and act on what God tells you to do.
You don't have to remain in financial bondage. God has a way out for you and your loved ones. Learn more with Kenneth Copeland and special guest Dr. Leroy Thompson on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as they share God's financial plan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, Thursday's edition. You are going to be glad you tuned in here today because we got some good news for you. Amen. Leroy Thompson is here again with us again today. And I'll tell you what, Leroy, you don't preach me so happy this week, man. I mean, heaven has just gotten bigger inside of me than ever in my life, man.
Glory to God.
Father, we praise you and we thank you for your word. You sent your word and it healed us. You sent your word and it saved us. Glory. You sent your word and it prospered us. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Leroy, let's get right back in here. Oh, my goodness, so many good and wonderful things. The first thing I want to tell you now and remind you of this, heaven doesn't change. It just gets better.
Get better.
The word doesn't change. It just gets brighter. It never gets old. Jesus is alive, and he is willing and ready and steady. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the world system falls in on itself because it doesn't have any substance. Faith is substance of things hoped for. But the world's hope is on the same level with wishing.
Yes.
It has no substance. But thank God the good news of Jesus never gets weaker.
Hallelujah.
Always stronger.
Hallelujah.
Ah, it's a good thing.
Hallelujah.
Get us back in this thing, Leroy.
Once God have given us a word or given us favor and given us divine instruction, the manifestation will not come until we pursue to perform our part in the promise. And so God said to the children of Israel, I'm going to favor you in the sight of the Egyptian. But the favor cannot happen until we follow divine instruction. So we want to look at it in Exodus chapter 12, verses 35 and 36. Moses had given the word, but now it's time for the people of God to trust the man of God's word and act on that word. So here we have in Exodus 12, 35, and the children of Israel did according to the word of God. No, to the word of Moses, because Moses was the carrier of the word of God. As Brother Copeland and I bring the word to you, we get the word from God and bring it to you. So it says, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptian jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptian.
Leroy and I were discussing this, and we just took a break a few moments ago and did some research on this and looked these words up. Now, I've heard this in the past times, and you have too. Well, now see there, God told him to go borrow.
Yes.
Now, before you get into that, you can't borrow your way out of anything.
Nope.
Not according to what we're thinking now, the borrowing. The different Hebrew words translated to borrow or to lend. Now, the scripture that says the borrower is servant of the lender, actually he's slave of the lender.
Exactly.
The trouble with debt and all of that.
Your slave.
That's a totally different word than was translated borrow here. And that means to be joined together. Mm-hmm. A derivative of that Hebrew word means to be entangled with. It's a tanglement. It's like getting in a net you can't get out of.
Exactly what that is.
But this word was totally different thing. This word was a word that means petition. And there's a reference to it over in 1 Samuel 2:20.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, well, for the fact, let's just turn over there and look at that. In 1 Samuel 2:20, and this is when Samuel was brought to Eli, and, you know, Samuel's mother had petitioned the Lord for this child.
Yes.
Now, notice here that it says, wait a minute,
2 and 20.
Let's back up here a little bit. This 18th verse, Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with the linen of ephod. His mother made him a little coat, and when she came with her husband, before Eli blessed them and said, "The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which he lent, which is lent, or she lent, to the Lord." And they went unto their own home. Now, in this reference, there's a little number there by the word loan, and you look over in the cross-reference, or petition which she asked.
Petition which she asked.
That's a totally different word.
Yeah,
asked. Petition which she asked, and then she lent to the Lord. She didn't loan that child to the Lord. She didn't loan Samuel to God. Mm-hmm. She made a petition before the Lord. The Lord answered her petition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not borrowing from anybody. That's a petition. She laid down this thing before God in faith. And she believed, she received, she stood on God's word. God honored that. She had a child. And then she took the child back to God. Why? That was a God-given child, and he was born into this earth to serve God. So she took the child back to God and said, "God has asked for my child."
Yes.
She didn't loan him to him.
Right.
So the word loan really in the King James Bible is misleading.
Exactly.
And when you look it up in Hebrew, which you and I did just a few minutes ago.
Exactly.
It's a totally different word than borrowing and becoming servant or getting entangled. It's the word petition or ask. Mm-hmm. By faith. I know you. You know me. I got faith in you. You got faith in me. And so I come over next door and I'm saying, "Leroy, I need to use your trailer out there for a few minutes. It'll be all right." "Yeah, can I go ahead and take it?" And that's just between us. We know and have faith in one another. I knew you was going to let me have it.
Sure.
What I ask you.
Sure.
Well, now, let's get back over here where we were there in Exodus, and let's see, because it's exactly the same word, and let's see what's happening here in the
35th?
Yeah, let's look at that third chapter of the book of Exodus, when this thing first came out.
Yes, go back to when God
revealed it. Yeah, in verse 21, this is what they acted on.
Yes.
"I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it will come to pass that when you go, you'll not go empty-handed."
Yes.
Now, that's what you were talking about.
Yes. No more empty-handed.
"Every woman shall borrow." Mm-hmm. She's not going over there and go in debt. She's
no,
not
no.
asking somebody for a loan.
No.
"Every woman shall," and it said, same Hebrew word for ask or petition, make demand of.
Yes.
Now, she will ask or petition her neighbor and for jewels of silver and gold and raiment, and you shall spoil the Egyptians, or you will walk away from there with what they have.
Yeah, I see it.
Now, let's go where we were then in the other scripture in Exodus.
You know another thing I see there? They're making a demand under the favor of God.
Yeah, because God said, go do it.
Yeah, so the favor already has been, has already transpired as far as God is concerned. The arrangements are already made. So when they ask, they were making a demand under the favor of God that can't be turned down.
Leroy, I'm not so sure here about, well, let's go over here in Exodus 12 and back where we were now. The children of Israel, verse 35, did according to the word of Moses. Now, what did he command them to do? He said, go to them.
Yes.
Now, they went and they petitioned the Egyptians, jewels, silver, jewels of gold and raiment, and the Lord gave the people favor. Now, he didn't just give them favor right then. No. He was already with, all you got, you obey me, I'm ready with the favor. I'm ready with the favor.
Yeah, they operated the favor under that favor.
Yeah, it wasn't just on them. It was on those Egyptians.
Yes.
To do it.
Yep. No choice.
He made the deal. God had already released the force and the power. All they had to do was obey. And that this is just working alive in
see,
me.
See, it was a divine transaction.
It was, and it was there before they ever got over there on the porch. All they had to do was walk out their dwelling place and head over there. God was already ahead of them with the favor.
And operate by faith.
Oh, yeah.
And faith put the substance to
no
it.
Fear.
No fear.
I don't
and
care.
That's what
I was a slave yesterday, but I ain't today.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's the same
that's
thing.
That's not a slave talking.
No. It's someone God have touched and God have given instruction to. And, you know, I believe, Brother Copeland, with this revelation going forward on the wavelength and the broadcast, people are listening to us right now. God is speaking to them. I believe because they're looking at this broadcast, God's favor is coming on their lives to do things like they've never done before. Matter of fact, I just want to be bold here. I want to speak financial favor on every person that is tuning into this broadcast. And I want you to listen to God's voice, meditate God's word, and act on what God tells you to do.
I heard this so strong, and then since then, I've heard men and women of faith say it. You've thought this, I've thought this. Everybody ever heard anything from the Lord? Thought, that don't make any sense. I mean, it wasn't designed to make sense. It's designed to make faith. When you heard the word, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When they heard that, it didn't make any sense. It wasn't designed to make sense.
No.
It was designed to make faith.
Right.
And the moment they obeyed, God closed the deal. That stuff began to move out of that house over to this house.
Yep, and that's back to that word I told you earlier. Don't obey the flesh and you'll be blessed.
That's it.
Three times I heard that.
That's it.
Praying for the broadcast.
The flesh has a voice.
Yes, right, but don't obey the flesh.
Uh-uh.
You'll be blessed. So if you're not going to obey the flesh, you're going to obey the Spirit.
Yeah.
And you're going to obey. How you think they would have gotten over to these people's houses in the flesh?
Mm.
They would have never made it. In the sense realm, they would have never made it because actually, normally, what I would think, in the norm, they would have been killed to ask.
Oh, yeah.
A question,
particularly in their own mind, they're going to think.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Leroy. Let's just take what the Bible says about it. Now, the same God that told them to do this and they obeyed it, told them, "Go over there and look at that land. I have given it to you."
Yes.
Same God.
Same God.
That said the same deal here. Said, "I've given you the land. Go possess it." They sent 10 people over there to look at it, and they came back. They said, "Boy, I'm telling you, the land is just like God said it was, but we can't do it."
Yeah, they fell back in their senses. They fell back in their own ability.
We can't do it.
They wasn't doing it on the word of God.
So they didn't get it.
They became fearful.
The only two guys that did, yes. Joshua and Caleb.
Let's go up at once.
They let's go get it.
Yes.
And now when you couple these two together, I can see what was in their spirit, man. They said, are you kidding me? Don't you remember how them people gave us their gold? I mean, the giants ain't no different from them Egyptians, man. Listen, we were their slaves. And they emptied their house with a smile on their face. We saw you coming. Oh, and they just began to shuck all that gold. And that whole Babylonian world system out there is opening up and ready to transfer. You got the favor of God on you in the name of Jesus. You obey God, and I mean it'll just come rolling toward you.
Leave out of the ordinary and you'll walk in the extraordinary.
Yes, sir. They could have been 11 days later across the river and in the land and doing well, and giants would have given it to them.
Yes, yes, because God already has spoken.
Yeah.
God said, I'll give you the land.
But they waited 40 years and didn't get to go.
Sam, what he told Joshua, I thought about that when you was talking. He said, Josh, Jericho was strictly shut up. None was going in, none coming out. The Lord said, see, Joshua, I've given Jericho. Give me Jericho. You see? So that's the spirit, you know, that's the spirit world. You got to operate by faith.
Can't you just hear him? Oh, we say, behold. No. God went and said, look!
Look. Yeah.
Look here. Don't look at them. Look at me.
Yeah. I'll give that to you. And that's where we are in this time of recession and famine and lack and limitation and all these things going on. It's just time to let God be God. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up and down the earth to see somebody heart who's perfect toward him, so he show himself strong on their behalf. Hallelujah.
Well, you get over in the book of Hebrews, over there in the third and fourth chapter, it says, come sit down on the throne of grace and rest. What are you sweating it for? Enter into the rest. And he was talking about these situations here when he said that. And they got over there ready to go across the river, and they didn't enter in. And that's what messed them up. And his example in the third and fourth chapters of the book of Hebrews was what they did here. And they obeyed God here, but they didn't obey him when he come up against that river and those giants over.
You know, Brother Copeland, as we ministered his word, we're talking about the favor, pursuing the favor, following the instruction that God gave you. You cannot do it in the sense realm. You have to do it in the realm of the spirit.
You do.
And operate by the spirit of faith. I thought about Psalm 512. I sense the hurt in the arena of people's lives by knowing the revelation of money comers and how people can be financially free to serve God in various aspects. And some may think that favor was just on the children of Israel, and it was a special word from God. But there's a word in Psalm 512. Glory to God. You see that? For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield? So the righteous, you know, when we're talking and they're talking about that favor, and the Lord brought that psalm to me and brought that scripture to me, we're surrounded by favor. Surrounded by favor. It was just, you know, let God say what he want to say to us and do what he said. Nobody can stop a believer.
No.
From receiving from their father what the father had for them, because we're surrounded by
favor. If you obey him and do what he says.
Obey him, do what he says. Yeah.
And rest in it.
Rest it.
Now, you know, in 2008, we got attacked from every side. The news media jumped on us and a lot of other stuff. Well, you get blindsided by something like that. Don't just start shooting your mouth off.
Nope. Yes, sir.
Be quiet.
Wait.
And don't enter into that problem, don't enter into the recession, don't enter into the attack, enter into rest. And just be quiet, don't say anything.
James.
And just go sit down before the Lord and say, well.
Slow to speak.
Yeah.
Swift to hear, slow to anger. Yeah. And I'm talking about hearing God.
Oh, and some of that stuff can make you so mad.
Oh, man.
You get some kind of bad news about you, all that's built up here. You've invested a bunch of money in that thing, and somebody stole it or run off or it clapped or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all come from the devil. It's the same thing. He's trying to get you to get out of your faith and get on to something else.
But suicidal spirits are on their own.
They run with that thing.
They run with that type of, yeah.
They did that in 1929 and 30. Guys jumped off of buildings
yes.
and everything.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's not necessary. As a child of God, God knows, for street talk, God knows your number.
Yeah.
And you apply your faith. Wait on God. As Brother Corbin said, if you don't know what to say, let somebody else talk for you. Don't say nothing.
Same thing.
And God is working it out. You put your full confidence in God, not in the system. This had to come. This had to come. This had to come. Years ago, when I first started ministering this message real strongly in the body of Christ, there was a lot of resistance. And the Lord revealed me the day will come where men will listen. Mm-hmm. They will have to listen.
Have to.
And so God, it's sort of like pulling the rug from under you, that rug, that temporary false rug that you've been walking on and thinking that you were stable, that rug has been pulled from under some of the most, who thought it was the most smartest people in the world in finances without God. It's like the rich farmer, you know. God says, thy food, thy soul is required in judgment.
You know, he don't know what
he
to
won't
do
build bigger bond. Yeah, he won't build bigger bond. Yeah. Bigger bond, bigger bond. And no time to build no bigger bond. It's time to have a revelation from God. In pursuing God's favor, we talk about following God's instruction, and I think that was a breakdown very clear on what that word bond means.
And I've heard people use it as an excuse when I see that, and then I'm going to go now, God's going to give me favor, and I'm going to that bank, I'm going to get the money to get out of there. No, that's not what
No, because they're going to hang you.
You going back, that's like getting, when they say, you know, the God sicked the devil on Paul to protect him from pride. Yeah, Lord, that's like the dog guarding the meat, man.
Right.
That ain't going to work.
No,
you can't go back to that same system
and
get deliverance.
No, sir. Deliverance is in God, in His word, in His way, in His
every
will.
Every time.
Oh, my God.
Are we out of time? Brother Leroy and I'll be back in just a moment.
Do you need help in your finances? Are you wondering how to actually experience the blessing of prosperity that God provides, but don't know where to begin? You don't need another quick fix, a get-rich-quick scheme, or even a good idea. You need a financial revolution.
God's purpose of your hand being full is that you can get His business done in the Israel realm.
A friend or relative might lend a helping hand in a small financial test, but God wants to rescue you from lack forever in No More Empty Hands by Leroy Thompson. You'll find out how to enter the realm of financial favor and stay there. How an anointed heart, mind, and hand will create an anointed expectation.
You'll never have empty hands again as you work the system of God, believe the promises of God, and step off in the plan of God.
God wants to anoint you for a higher standard of living so you can go through life as a blessing to others with No More Empty Hands. To order your copy of No More Empty Hands by Dr. Leroy Thompson, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This dynamic new book is now available for just $10. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to us at Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn how much God loves you and desires to be your source. Order your copy today.
You see that? This is a brand new book by Brother Leroy, No More Empty Hands. Now listen, how to have hands full with purpose. That the how-to is the key there. That's the key. That's why you wrote it. It's the how-to. It's not because you have it or I have it or even that God had it. It's without the how-to, you're still in trouble. And that's what we've had to learn all these years. Sir. And you don't have to wait all the years that it's taken us to grow and progress. You can start here, praise the Lord, and it's available to you right now. So get online, do whatever you have to do to get this book into your hands. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. Particularly if you got people that are suffering financially right now, order two or three of them. I mean, use them as seed and sow into their lives. Prepare them. Then as they ask you questions, you can minister to them and so forth. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for every person out there in the sound of our voice.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Rise up now. Rise up there with it. Grab hold of it. Take hold. Get into the things of God. Hush your mouth about what's happening in the world. Don't even talk about it. Just hush your mouth about it. Whatever it is, whatever evil tidings has come to your household, don't start talking about it. Roll it over on God and start listening. If you need prayer, I mean, wherever you are in the world, any day of the week, I mean, let us know. That's what we're here for. We pray with you. And we'll walk with you right through to the victory of the thing. Praise God. Go to our website. Go to Brother Leroy's website. I mean, get in the Word of God. Amen. That's what's so important. Leroy, I've been hearing this now for several months. Don't say anything till you're qualified to say it.
Yes, sir.
Don't say anything till you can talk by faith. Wow. Don't say anything until your spirit is in a place of rest. Keep your mouth shut. Don't even talk it. I mean, you make some people irritated at you. What do you care? Just pray for them, love them.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow, Remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, visit kcm.org or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. Thank you, partners, for helping us to declare from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around that Jesus is Lord.
Get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I bless you today. Brother Copeland, bless you today. We're in your home. We are in your car, wherever you are right now, to release the favor and the blessing and the anointing and the truth and the goodness.